各位菩萨早安，阿弥陀佛。
Good morning, everybody. 阿弥陀佛。
这个天气变化的很无常，对不对？这个前几天天气很好，今天突然下雨，然后又很冷。
So, the weather is a constant changing. This is impermanence. Yesterday we had a wonderful weather. It was beautiful, nice and sunny.Today is rainy and cold.
所以今天来的菩萨呢，都没有被相转。
So today, all of you will be able to come here, so you're not affected by the form of the weather.
大家听得懂吗？好，因为呢，不畏风雨哈，那么畏法而来，所以呢。这个没有被相转，其实我们常常呢都是被这个相所转。
So do you understand what I mean? Is not affected by the form of the weather, because today, regardless the weather how bad, how good it is, it. So you are here to listen to the lecture. We are sharing the Dharma here. So that's why you not be turned by the form of the weather. So you are here.
所以呢，其实我们大部分的人常常都是要转这个相哦，比如说把不好的相，然后呢要努力的把它转成好的相，或者是呢把这个我们觉得不好的感觉觉受，我们要把它弄得觉得很舒服，然后符合自己的这个觉受。
So most of the time we are busy to changing the form.And for example, so, you feel something cold and you want to make sure you're comfortable and dress warm. And then it's something you don't like, you want to change the situation to something you like. So most of the time we are busy trying to changing or transform the form.
所以呢，大家认为要不要转这个相?
So what do you think? Should we focus on changing the forms?
没有声音，好，刚刚有的人说不要，好，啊，有人说看情形哦。正确答案是呢，我们不需要转这个相，好，我们其实是要去除我们的这个分别心，哦，就是说，当我们面对这个相的时候，我们是不是能够去觉察到我们这个分别心？哦，其实我们是要去处理我们的这个分别心。
So, some people say yes, and some people say no, some people say depend. So actually, we really don't need to, try to change the form. And most of the time, we feel the difference of the form is because our discrimination mind. So, sometimes we cannot change the form at all. So we need to take care and be aware of the discrimination mind and to take care of that discrimination mind.
那我们今天的课程呢，就会跟大家分享呢，就是六祖坛经的最重要的核心思想，就是要我们怎么样面对在生活当中面对的任何的相，然后我们要怎么样在生活中练习禅修的方法。
So today we're going to share the platform sutra of the six patriarch. So.We're going to share the core concept of the Platform Sutra. So when we encounter any situation in the daily life, and you'll be able to aware of the situation, aware of the phenomenon, and then you'll be able to handle the situation.
好，我们上一次第一堂课是三月讲六祖坛经第一堂课，那么今天五月所以之前呢，有大概跟大家介绍的整个六祖坛经的这个版本，然后它有哪一些版本，然后六祖坛经的这个整个食品呢，大概的一些内容，还有呢，就是我们有介绍到六祖坛经的最主要的这个思想内容呢是什么， 那我们今天呢，第二堂课呢，我们就是要进入六祖坛经的这个另外一个思想。三月的时候我们是介绍到禅戒一字，就是传禅授戒，当时隋唐的时候菩萨戒很盛行，所以因为透过传菩萨戒呢，而把禅法呢一起带进去。
So excuse me, our last lecture is in March, so and today is the May 12th. So last time we share about different edition of Platform Sutra and briefly describe about the content of the 10 chapters. And so today, also and last time, and we briefly mentioned about the core concept of Platform Sutra. So in March, we talk about chain and precept is as one, because at that time in the Sui and Tang dynasty, and Buddhism was really popular. A lot of people and took the Bodhisattva precept. Through that, taking the Bodhisattva precept, and then they start to learn chain.
今天呢，我们要进入这个六祖坛经的另一个核心的思想，就是定慧不二。
So today we're gonna introduce the core concept, another core concept of a Platform Sutra, that is a concentration of wisdom, non-dualistic, and fundamentally the same.
这是在六祖坛经的定慧品里面的一个重要的思想观念。
So this is mentioned in the chapter of a concentration of wisdom. This is a very important concept of the Platform Sutra.
我们知道在六祖慧能以前呢，没有人提过定慧是等持的。所以在六祖慧能以后呢，他提出的就是定慧是一体的。所以当他提出了这个论点呢，这个传统的佛教的各派都觉得非常的震惊，怎么会有这种论点，所以一般佛教的传统的各宗派呢，皆以定慧禅修，但是呢他们的禅修的次第呢，一定都是先定，先修定，然后之后呢再慧观，所以当时在六祖慧能以前呢，都是把定慧分成两项修行的这个功课，但是从六祖慧能以，就是从六祖慧能开始呢，他主张定慧一体，没有分成两种，它其实是一体的，所以唯有这样子呢修，你才有办法呢开悟觉悟。
So in this concentration of wisdom chapter, it mentions something really important. And concentration of wisdom, and they are as one. So the traditional Buddhist sect separated concentration of wisdom and practiced them in successive order from the beginning to end. They always practice in concentration first. And then after you got a concentration, and then in practice wisdom. This is two separate items. So when the six patriarch Master Huineng view concentration and wisdom as one, not two, and saw there's no differences in order or succession. So and all the Buddhas at that time, it was very in shock. So and also a six patriarch emphasized, only those who realize that concentration and wisdom are one can awaken to the original mind.
那讲到定慧一体，我们要先来了解，什么是定，那什么是慧。
So speaking of concentration of wisdom as one, so we need to understand what is concentration, what is wisdom first.
好，定呢，梵语叫 samadhi， 叫三摩地，那么它的意思就是让我们的心乱浮沉，然后让我们的身心呢处于一种很安定、安详的一个状态。那定呢，还有一个解释呢，就是当我们的六根对六尘的时候呢，你的心呢 不随之攀缘，这个也叫定。那么慧呢，梵语叫 Pajana， 就是般若的意思，就是你可以了解到真理是什么，就是你完全了解真理是什么的智慧，这是佛可以达到的境界。那还有一个解释呢，这个解释大家就会比较容易清楚，就是说你的念头时时刻刻呢，你都是清楚然后明明白白，就是你的心呢常常处于一种很明朗的状态。而且呢这边有讲到一个重点，什么样才叫做有智慧，就是你可以当你自己的主人，这个明慧。所以呢当我们的六根攀六尘的时候，然后你自己可以做主，不随之攀缘，然后遇到这些这个六根六尘产生这些六事的时候呢，你不产生一些分别计较烦恼心，就是你的心可以做主的这个状态呢，就是定慧同时，定慧等持。
So what is concentration? Concentration in Sanskrit and is samadhi. So the state in virtue of which consciousness is a concomitant and remain evenly and rightly on a single object, undistracted and unscattered. So also concentration is the sixth sense organ and opposing against the sixth object.And it's not affected by the environment. That is concentration. And wisdom. The Sanskrit word of wisdom is prajna. So prajna is the insight in the true nature of reality. And something is very important about wisdom. This the mind in the samadhi is clearly aware of everything and to be your own master.
所以呢这个定慧等持呢，我们在生活当中可以时时练习，就是你的心清楚，然后呢你做自己的主人。我们都会常常做自己的主人吗？大家在笑齁，其实常常都不是做自己，都做别人的主人，因为管别人这样。其实呢我们要常常收摄回来齁，要做自己的主人齁，就是说我呢不被这个外境所迷惑，比如说不被拉过去，然后呢你的眼睛呢你可以先从你的眼根开始练习，比如说我不看。听呢容不容易练习？听比较不容易练，因为你的耳朵随时是接受任何的那个声音嘛，你可以先练习耳根，你不看。比如说你很想看，但是呢你随时收摄回来，你不需要看，你就不要去看，所以可以从眼根练习做自己的主人。
So how to practice concentration and wisdom in the daily life. And so we know the concept. The mind is clearly aware of everything in the environment and be your own master. How do we do that? First, collect your mindAnd so, to try to be the master of yourself. And first of all, the easiest way is, from the eye sense organ. So you don't have to see. So you don't have to see first. So if you don't see an outer sight, outer mind, it may not bother you. So, that's the easiest, we can start. And for, and then it's the sound. Sound is may not be that easy because your ear and you cannot shut your ears.And your ear is always open to receive the voice, the noise in your environment. So before you be able to do that and try to collect yourself and try not to focus anything on the environment. So start from not seeing first.
Okay. 接着呢我们来看这一段定慧品的经文。师释众云就是六祖慧能呢告诉 与会的这些修行的禅众们，他说我教导的这个方法呢是以定慧为本，就是定慧一体的为主要的可以修行的方法，那大众不要迷，就是大众不要被迷惑或被或甚至被误导，说定慧呢是两种，定是定，然后慧是慧，不要被误导成这种修行方法。那么定慧其实是一体的，所以呢定是慧的体，然后呢慧是定的用，就等于说在定产生的这个功能的时候呢，慧就一定在里面，那当慧产生功能的时候呢，定也一定是在里面。那如果能够了解这个道理呢，你们才有办法就是修学定慧等持，才能够成就这个定慧等持的修学。
So let's see how Master Hui Neng, the sixth patriarch, teaches in the Platform Sutra. The master instructs the assembly, good friends, this Dharma door of mine has concentration and wisdom as its foundation. Great assembly, do not be confused or misguided, say that the concentration and wisdom are different. Concentration and wisdom are one essence, not two. Concentration is the essence of wisdom, and the wisdom is the function of concentration. Where there is wisdom, concentration is in the wisdom. Where there is concentration, wisdom is in the concentration. If you understand this principle, you understand the balanced study of concentration and wisdom.
六祖接着又说，他说就是诸学道人，就是大家要修行的人，不要说先定发慧，或者是先慧发定，不要有这种的修行的想法，那如果说有这种想法的呢，就是你对于法呢有两种相，那怎么说，接着又举例再说，口说善语，心中不善，就是嘴巴呢讲好听的话，但是呢你的心里呢却不是这么想，所以呢空有定慧，就是说只是在高谈这个定慧，但是呢不行的话呢，你的这个定慧修行是没办法成就的，就如果说呢你的心口俱善，就是说你的心跟口呢都一样是善的，那内跟外呢是一样的，这样子呢才是定慧等持。
So the sixth patriarch continue to say, students of the way, do not say that first there is concentration which produces wisdom, or that first there is wisdom which produces concentration. Do not say that they are two. To hold this view implies a duality of a Dharma. If your speech is good, but your mind is not, then concentration and wisdom are useless. It simply is just utterance, because they are not equal. If the mind and speech are both good, the inner and outer are alike, and concentration and wisdom are equal.
大家有看到这一张图吗？这张图是什么？灯嘛，好，我们用这个灯呢跟光呢来让他了解，就是定慧。所以这个在六祖慧呢里面呢，他的经文，就是六祖坛经里面呢，他有提到，他说这个灯呢能够产生光呢是因为什么？因为灯是光的体嘛，然后光呢为什么会有光？因为有这个灯座，所以呢这个光呢是灯的用， 所以两者呢它是一体的，不要把它分成是两种。所以有灯的时候呢就有光，那所以呢灯光是一体的，不要把它分成是两个东西，虽然它的名字呢是两个，但其实是一样的。所以这是六祖坛经里面做定慧来譬喻，就是用这个灯光来譬喻定慧是一体的。
So, we saw the picture before. We, in the Platform Sutra, and that was used as analogy. We see a lamp and its light. The lamp and light, and the relationship is like the essence and the function. So, Six Patriarchs said, good friends, what are concentration of wisdom like? They are like a lamp and its light. With the lamp, there is light. Without the lamp,that is darkness. The lamp is the essence of the light, and the light is the function of the lamp. Although they are two names, they are one fundamental essence. The Dharma of concentration and wisdom is also thus.
所以刚讲的就是这一段经文，六祖他慧能呢提到，就是定慧就像灯光一样，有灯呢就有光，没灯的时候就没有光，所以他们两个是同时的。用灯光来譬喻呢，定慧是一体的，虽然名字有两种。
So, with the picture, with the analogy, and it really, the Platform Sutra Six Patriarchs, and we used to explain.And the lamp is the essence of the light, and the light is the function of the lamp. Although they are two names, they are one fundamental essence. The Dharma of concentration and wisdom is also thus.
So, 整体中国禅的特色呢，它就是定慧等持，定慧一体的。
So the special characteristic of a Chinese Chan is concentration and concentration of wisdom as one. They are equal.
还有呢，中国禅的一个最最重要的一个特色，就跟其他宗派不大一样的，就是呢，在动中呢可以修禅修，然后在静中呢也一样可以修禅修。
Another special characteristic of a Chinese Chan is you can practice concentration in movement, and also you can train the mind in phenomena.
所以呢，中国禅的特色呢，大家如果有去看一些祖师大德的一些他们的语录，你就会知道，其实他们在这个蒲团上的时间多不多。其实他们在蒲团上的时间并没有很长，所以通常都是白天呢到这个山里面呢出坡，出坡为什么丛林里面叫出坡，就是到山里面去做农作物的事情，因为在中国的这个修行人呢，他们呢生活的方式不是用像南传他们用托钵的方式，如果用托钵的话呢，一般中国人的民族的这个文化呢，不大能够接受托钵的方式，他们觉得托钵就是像乞丐一样，所以中国一直这个印度的这个佛法传到了中国以后，中国自己演变成自己中国的生活的方式，所以中国的出家人呢，就是自给自足。就是可能要做一些耕种啊，农作物种一些东西，所以他们早上呢都是去山里面出坡，比如说做一些农作物啊，收成这样，然后到了黄昏日落的时候呢，就自己在禅堂里面各自用功，所以他们大部分在洞中的时间很长，所以呢，如果在洞中的时间呢这么长的时间，那这样怎么用方法？就是六祖慧能说的定慧等持， 所以在洞中一样是可以用禅修的方法。
So, why is this a special characteristics of Chinese Chan? And because, most of the time, if we read a record of the patriarch and then the master, and they really spend much time and sitting on the cushion, which is in the stillness. And most of the time, and they are in the field or in the mountain and doing some farming. Why is that? And the tradition of Buddhas, which is in India, so and in the Buddha's time. And they were bagging elms on the street. But when Buddhism transformed and passed into China, and doesn't really mix with Chinese culture, and Chinese think and go on the street bagging elms is like a beggar and begging for things. So and Chinese then start to derive and with their own culture, and we do our own farming, and so we're enough to supply our own needs. So, and that's why a lot of time in Chinese, we're talking about farming chan. So you can see, and most of the time, and they spend on the cushion is not that much. So during the day, they all are working on the field and try to do some farming or cultivating something. Only and when and it's dawn and dusk, and then they come back and to the chan hall and start to do sitting meditation. So, and that's why, and this is a very special characteristic of a Chinese Chan, and how to practice concentration in the movement.
所以当我们如果能够在洞中呢，一样练习禅修的方法的时候呢，你遇到任何的境呢，你也可以用智慧来处理你的这一颗心。所以我们早上一开始有提到，就是我们呢不需要转境，所以呢，我们是要在这个境上看到我们的心是不是在起分别，所以我们是要在练我们的这一颗心。
So, that's how to practice concentration in the movement. So, and we use the wisdom to deal with all kind of situation arising. So, and in the morning we talk about it. We don't need to change the situation and. All we need to do is observe and how our mind fluctuate and in the movement. So when they encounter all the phenomena, how do we practice?
所以呢，要检测自己修行一段时间呢，智慧有没有增长？要怎么检测？就是说，你遇到了你的六根遇到六尘的时候呢，你的心呢，是不是常常能够做主？如果你能够常常做主呢，你的智慧呢，就是有在慢慢增长。
How do we examine our wisdom increase and grow? So, and we can use this to examine ourselves in the daily life. So, when our six sense organ encounter the six sense object, so is our mind fluctuating?Or actually our mind is very calm and when it face all kind of situations.
所以呢，唯有定慧等持呢，你能够呢，才能够活出佛法，就是动静呢，你都可以修的。
So only when concentration and wisdom is equally practice. And so, and then you'll be able to practice Buddha Dharma in the daily life.
那怎么样可以活出佛法齁？就是这两句话齁。就是师父常常提醒我们的齁，禅在日常生活当中，就是你在日常生活当中的行住坐卧，你都不离禅的这个方法。那么你就是呢一直在练习这个定慧等持了。
So how to living in the Buddha Dharma? So and Shifu told us constantly and practice the chan in the daily life while you're walking, standing still, sitting down, or laying down. So and always practice and concentration and wisdom equally.
好，那走路怎么练？ 走路的时候你就是走路，你的念头就放在你的走路上，清清楚楚。住就是站着的时候要怎么站，站的时候 你也是清清楚楚。然后坐呢，就像大家现在这样坐着，还有呢，坐有一个另外一个意思，就是打坐的时候也是清清楚楚的。好，卧呢，就是你睡觉的时候呢，也是用禅修的方法，好，清清楚楚。可是通常呢，睡觉的时候是在睡觉，睡觉的时候大部分的人呢，就他只是躺着，然后他并不是他要睡觉，他睡觉的时候不是在睡觉，他可以想东想西，所以导致睡不好失眠。还有呢，平常生活工作压力很大，所以也会导致失眠。所以这个卧的方式就是你睡觉的时候如何用禅修的方法来睡觉，这也是很重要。要搭配这个我们初级禅训班的这个姿势，要卧向哪一边？对，要卧向右边。为什么这么卧？因为佛陀都这样卧是吗？对对对，因为呢，如果你卧姿的时候呢，转向左边，你会压到心脏，就会导致呢常常做噩梦，就睡不好。那你如果呢试试哈，你睡觉的时候呢，然后你用这个吉祥卧呢，就转向右边哈，因为它不压到心脏，而且不容易打呼，也不会容易干扰到其他人哈，这也是在修行，对不对哈？所以睡觉的时候呢，你用禅修的方法告诉自己，我现在要睡觉了，那你就不要再想其他的事情。所以等于你身在哪里，心在哪里哈。然后清楚放松，全身放松，这就是你把这个禅的练习在生活当中。还有待会我们吃饭的时候呢，你也是可以练习禅修的方法。
So, what do we mean walking, standing still, sitting and laying down, and practice Chan? So while you're walking, you clearly know you are walking. You're clearly aware of you are walking. So when you're standing still and you clearly know you are standing still, relax, do not think of anything, just focus on standing still. So when you're sitting, it's the same way. Sitting is not only merely sitting, also here we mean also meditation. You are doing meditation. So you are doing meditation and you just relax andclearly aware the sensation of you are sitting and laying down and sleeping. So a lot of time and people laying down, but they're not laying down sleep because their mind start wandering like crazy because maybe the work pressure, a life pressure is huge in life. So, and they become insomnia. They could not sleep.So how to use a Chan practice in sleep? So which side are we lying? The right side or left side? And some people say the right side. That is correct. Why is that? Or maybe because Buddha is always lying on the right side, so we just do the right side. That's not a full reason. And because on the left side, and our heart is on the left,So if you sleep on your left side, your body weight is pressed against your heart. And so you may not sleep well and you will have a lot of nightmare. So that's why we lie on the right side. And on the left, on the right side, and so you will not easy and make a lot of noise and a lot of snooze and so to interrupt other people in sleeping. So, and also while you're going to sleep and you're going to tell yourself,Clearly, you are aware of what you're going to sleep. I'm going to sleep and relax. And my mind is where my body is. Just relax. Also, later on, after lecture is over, so we're going to eat lunch. And also, you can use the same method to practice.
接着我们要进入六祖坛经的最重要的核心思想，也是整个六祖坛经的总纲。大家知道吗？三无，有听过三无吗？好，就是这三个重要的总纲。第一个，无念为宗；第二个，无相为体；第三，无住为本。
Next, we're going to share the main principle, the most important core principle of the Platform Sutra. It's the three no. No thought as principle. No form as essence. No abiding as foundation.
好，如果呢，我们能够照着这三个要点呢，去落实修行的话呢，你就能够达到明心见性，见到你自己的自性佛性。
So if we can follow these three no's to practice, and we continue to practice, and we be able to see our nature, our original nature.
好，一样的，我们先看呢，经文。六祖说，善知识，我持法门从上以来，顿见皆立，无念为宗，无相为体，无住为本。
So let's see how Master Huineng said in the Platform Sutra. Good friends, this Dharma door of mine, since ancient times, by both sudden and gradual means, has been established from the first withNo thought as its principle, no form as its essence, and no abiding as its foundation.
好，所以呢，只要依照这三个要点呢去落实呢，就能够达到明心见性。
So therefore, and follow these three main principles to practice, and so, and to guide us and to practice, and so, and we'll be able to see our nature.
好，接着我们继续看经文。好，接着六祖又讲，那什么叫何名为相？什么叫相？无相者呢，于相而离相。无念者呢，于念而不念；无住者为人本性，念念不住。
So, Master Huineng said, "What is the meaning of form? No form means to be apart from forms, while in the middle of forms. No thought means to be without thought, while in the middle of the thought. No abiding."It's the basic nature of human beings. Moment after moment, no abiding.
大家从刚刚两段经文，有没有发现到哪边不一样？
So from the past two paragraphs, do you see anything different?
所以大家都念念不住。所以就这刚刚两段经文，大家没发现有什么不一样。
So, since you didn't discover any differences, are you practicing thought after thought, moment after moment, no abiding?
再看一次让大家加深印象。
So, let's read it again.See if you can find the differences.
好，我们先看左边。左边六祖一开始就讲，他说我这个法门呢，从上以来呢，顿见皆立，无念为宗，无相为体，无住为本。然后呢，右边呢，他说右边呢，他为什么会先解释无相，而不是先讲无念？有没有？大家没有看到？ 有吗？这样很清楚了嘛，对不对？好，好，第一个先讲无念，然后下一段经文又讲，诶，他先解释无相，而不是先解释无念。
So now we put this two paragraphs side by side. Maybe you can discover the differences. So on the left, and he talked about first with no thought as its principle, no form as its essence, and no abiding as its foundation. So on the right, he talked about no form first. No form means to be apart from forms while in the midst of forms. No thought means to be without thought while in the midst of thought. No abiding is the basic nature of human being. Moment after moment, no abiding.
所以呢，为什么会先解释无相？谢谢。好，我们先看哈，为什么呢？六祖呢先解释相，刚菩萨提到哈，因为我们都是先看到相。如果一开始跟你说哦，你要哈这个眼观鼻，然后鼻观心哈，然后开始什么都不要想哈，然后有念头你都不要管它哈，这样子一般的人有没有办法修？没办法，一般人很难从这个无念修，所以呢，为什么？它取决重点在于就是没有着力点，就是没有着力点。所以你一开始呢，跟他讲呢，没有念，没有相，这样不容易修，所以呢，如果说没有相呢，你就没有这个修行的着力点，很难达到无念。无念呢，是我们整个修行从开始到结束的一个目标宗旨，那但是如何达到这个目标宗旨，一定要透过这个无相无念这样子来修，所以首先呢，你一定要先从有相开始，但你在遇到这个相的同时呢，你要知道这个相呢它是虚妄不真实的，为什么虚妄不真实？比如说我现在这个时间点，比如说11点多，我看到大家全部在这个空间，那待会呢到了下午可能三四点，大家呢就参加法会完结束了就离开了，那刚刚11点有没有这个相？有，但到了下午四点，这个相呢就因为因缘聚散然后而散走了，所以呢佛法讲的这个缘起性空，就是因缘有自性空，所以它会一直不断的这个无常的变化牵流，所以当我们遇到这个相的时候呢，我们因为目前我们没办法先体证实证这个无相，但我们可以从观念上来练习，就当你遇到相的时候，你就要知道它是无常的，但是呢我们要以有相为着力点来修，然后慢慢达成无相。
So if we begin to practice and it was no form, there may be no focal point to achieve the no thought. To achieve the final goal of no thought in the beginning of the practice, start with the form as the focal point. Know that form is illusory, empty, and unreal.And that is impermanent. Realizing the impermanent nature of a body and mind, so one can practice no form. So, six patriarchs mentioned about no form first. So when we see things, and first we see the form. And, so if in the very beginning of practice and people told you, all right, now you're going to begin practice. So, and don't look at anything. Your eyes focus on the tip of your nose.And then the nose, and then you contemplate that, and then that is contemplate your mind. So go ahead and don't think of anything. Start practice. So, in the beginning, and the beginner, it may be very lost. And because there's no focal point, there's no exertion point, you don't know where to start. So yes, no thought is our final goal. But how do we achieve the final goal? And first of all, you start with form. So in the meantime, you know the form is unreal, it's illusory, it's temporary. And for example, now it's 11:45-ish. So, and everybody's sitting here and listen to the Dharma sharing. And then later on, after lunch, and there is Dharma service. So by 3-4 o'clock, the Dharma service is ended. So everybody went home. This space is going to be empty. So because our cause and condition and come together, we are here for a special purpose. And cause and condition and gone, and then we go to different places. So yes, there is a cause and condition. We were here at 11 o'clock. By 3-4 o'clock this afternoon, everybody's going to come home. So you know, and that's why, and all these is illusory, is temporary, is not real. So the form and will transform because of that. So that's why, therefore, if you begin to practice with the form, there is a focal point. That is your starting point. That's your exertion point with the form. And then to reach the final goal of no form.
所以呢，这个无相为体呢，我们要怎么修？首先呢，你要练习呢，把我这个相呢放掉。还有呢，我的面对我的对面的哈，就是等于说我、你、他的这个相呢，也要练习哈，没有非我相，就是我以外的相，就叫非我相，就是跟我对立的一个相哈，你也要练习呢，没有这个相哈。啊，这个就像《金刚经》里面讲的，有四种相，好，什么相？无我相、无人相、无众生相、无受者相。哎，对，《金刚经》里面有讲这四相。好，那无我相大家可以了解嘛？就是我。好，那人呢，就是我的对立的另外一个人，就是你嘛。好，然后众生相呢是什么？就是就像现在大家这样一群人，就是众生相哈。那什么叫受者相？就是我们这边一群人，今天一群人，然后明天呢，你在不同的空间，然后你又遇到一群人，然后后天你又在不同的空间遇到一群人，这样子的时间的累积一直加起来的这个相叫做受者相。所以师父要我们了解，就是说啊。这《金刚经》里面譬喻的这四种相，其实就是我们一起生命的这种生命的相。那你要呢，把这些我们这一起生命呢所看到的这些种种的相呢，你要把它认知是这些相是无常的，是因缘有的。所以当如果你可以认知到这些相是无常因缘有的，那么呢，你的烦恼呢、执着呢，也会呢慢慢的。
So, how to practice no form of essence? So, so we let go the form of self, others, sentient beings, and the time. So, so no form of self, no form of non-self. In Dhamma Sutra, it mentions no form of self, others, sentient beings, and the time. And so what is the no form of time is today we encounter because of cause condition come together. So there's a whole bunch of us here. And so tomorrow you're in different location, you encounter different people. And each day and each moment you encounter different people, the cumulative altogether in your lifetime. And that is what it means, the meaning of the form of life. So you know all these is come together because of cause and condition, and it's impermanent, so it's constant changing. So if you're aware of this is a constant changing, this is impermanent, and so because of cause and condition come together and things happen, and when cause and condition apart and things apart. So you will not give rise to attachment and vexations.
好，所以师父在书里面也有提到，就是说有一个教授退休的，哦，每次看到他说啊无常啊，他的爸爸呢往生了，然后过一阵子再看到师父，他就跟师父说啊无常啊，我的妈妈往生了，然后他再过一阵子啊无常啊，他的谁又往生了，有一次师父就跟他问说，哎，那你的儿子最近好吗？然后师父这个教授就跟师父说啊无常啊，最近呢我的儿子生了一个儿子，这样就是表示他有孙子了嘛，然后师父就说，哎，那有孙子是一件好事啊，然后为什么又要讲无常？他说：“哎呀，无常啊，因为有了孙子，所以就不跟我一起住了，搬出去了。所以无常啊，这样子。然后呢，师父就从这个故事呢，告诉我们，就是说这个居士呢，他知道说，哦，这个理论上的无常，但是他没有办法体证哈，实证到这个我们教理的无常哈。”如果说他有办法体证真的无常呢，其实他在面对的比如说人都还在的时候，或者是人不在的时候呢，其实他就已经都可以看到这个无常，而不是因为人走的往生了呢他才看到这个无常。所以呢人呢本来有少，一家人本来少，然后慢慢变多，然后又慢慢变少，然后甚至没有，这就是一个无常的一个过程。所以当我们能够在这个有的这个状态呢，就可以去看到无常的时候呢，这个呢就是在修行的当下，而不是等呢没有的你才说哎呀无常。
So 师父 gave an example in the book that is a Master Sun Yan teach the method of 话头。So, and, this, disciple and come to Shifu. And, every time Shifu see him, since Shifu asks him, how you doing? He just sigh, you know, Shifu impermanence. Why is that? Oh, my mother passed away. And so next time Shifu encounter him, he's like sighed again. Shifu, life is such impermanence. So why is that? Oh, my father passed away. So again, and, next time,Shifu see him again, he complained and sighed as impermanence again. Somebody else has died. So then Shifu asked him, how's your son doing? You know, Shifu, that's also impermanence. Why is that? Oh, you know, and my son and Mary and and his wife just gave birth and to a son. So I have a grandson. So, and while Shifu said, that's joyful. What do you mean it's impermanent? And so, you know,When he's not married, he's single, he lives with me. Now he's married, he has son, so he moved out, so I'm alone. So it's impermanence. So, and Shifu say, and this disciple, he merely know the concept of impermanence. He is uttered and with his mouth about impermanence. He never actualized and realized what is the impermanence means.So, what we need to do, what we need to practice is, in the midst of existence, and we realize what is impermanence, non-existence, and then we practice accordingly. So everybody is star in the family, and maybe just yourself. And then, throughout life, and marry, whatever, and then, and the people maybe increase in the family.And then gradually, and people start to decrease and become nobody exists. So in the midst of existence, we realize, we know, and to practice, to actualize what is impermanent. So that's how we practice.
接着经文呢有提到，哦，什么叫无相为体，就是呢外离一切相。就是无相。当我们能够离一切相的时候呢，我们就能够看到我们自己的清净的佛性本体。
So, in the sutra, we talk about, So six patriarchs say good friend. To be separate from all outer forms is called no form. The ability to separate, to be separate from forms is the purity of the Dharma essence. It is to take no form as the essence.
所以呢，我们先练习呢，刚刚的那个什么，前面的那个《金刚经》讲的四相，好，它就是我们这一期生命的整个生命的相。
So we start to practice the four forms and we mentioned in the Diamond Sutra. The form of a self, the form of others, the form of sentient beings, the form of time.
所以我们更具体的来解释什么叫五相、哦、就是当你呢这个面对任何镜像的时候呢你的心呢不去攀缘这些镜像、哦、然后不受这些镜像束缚。这样子你就是在练习五相。好。还有呢无相呢就是说当你呢遇到境界的时候这些镜像的时候你的心呢不在这个相上呢又取一些执着的心念。就等于说你的心呢不随这些境呢在妄生执取。好。这样子呢就不会再衍生很多不必要的烦恼。跟束缚，好，所以当我们能够呢远离上面的这些，你不攀缘任何镜像，然后不在镜像呢，去执着分别计较这些心呢，那么呢，你就能够实证你清净无垢的本来的本性，就是等于你自己的佛性。
So no form is not attached to the form of object.When you encounter all kind of phenomena. So, when you encounter all kind of phenomena, not give rise to attachment and vexations. If one is able to be separate from all outward forms, then one can see the pure and undefiled nature.
所以呢师父总结帮我们总结一下就是说在一切有的有相的这个当下呢我们要练习了解这个的本身就是这个相的本身呢它是无常的无相的如果能够这样子的练习呢才叫做真正的在修行
So therefore 师父 brief all this together Knowing the essence of existence is impermanent and formlessThat is the true practice.
接着进入第二个，无念为宗，所以我们修行先从无相着手，其次呢，第二个呢，从无念开始，那无念为宗是什么？就是整个我们修行从开始到结束的一个宗旨目标。那无念呢就首先呢你要把我呢放掉那没有我呢就没有产生你就不容易产生任何的执着那不容易产生任何的执着呢那你的修行呢就比较容易成就
So next we're going to talk about the second one No thought as principle So we begin with no formSo we have a focal point, we have exertion point. And then next, and start from beginning to end, this is our final goal, no thought. And no thought is no self-centeredness. No self-centeredness, and they will not give rise to attachment. So, and that is the principle of a practice.
重点是我们要怎么修这个无念。刚刚只是讲一些观念。
The key point is how do we practice? We only talk about the concept. Now we're going to see how do we practice.
首先讲无念，无念呢，它不是意识活动的停止。如果意识活动的停止，就是表示我们的生命已经结束了。所以无念呢，它不是呢意识活动的停止。那无念呢它呢是处在一种你不取着内 然后不取着外境界的一个修行的一种方法。
So the non-defile of a mind in all states is called no thought. No thought is, doesn't mean it stops all the conscious activity. If that's the case, we probably is already dead. So it's not. So in no thought is the practice of not attached to internal and external phenomena.
所以呢，右边呢这个直说的这条这一行字呢有写哈。于境不染，名为无念。就是说，当你面对任何的内外境的时候呢，你都不取着，不起种种的分别计较呢，这样子的修行方式呢，就叫做无念。
So, the non-defilement of a mind in all states is called no thought. So when you encounter any situation,internal, external phenomena. So you're not attached to it. And you're not going to give a rise to vexation, defilement, discrimination. That is called no thought.
好，怎么修齁？我们先看这一张图片齁。这个 Nagwafo, 好，又出现了齁。我们来看一下上游齁。上游就是这个瀑布之前的齁，叫上游。然后瀑布呢，这个瀑布流下来，这个瀑布呢，这个中段呢是瀑布，然后瀑布流下去呢叫下游。好，从这个上游瀑布下游，大家有没有让你们觉得有什么启发？比如说你看到这个瀑布，好，上游呢就代表我们过去，就是我们过去的念头，然后瀑布呢代表我们现在当下这一念，然后下游呢就是未来，未来要流去哪里也不知道，所以这个瀑布呢就是代表着我们的过去、现在、未来的念头。
So now you see the picture of falls. Do you get any clue about what is the fall about? So, on the side, you can see upstream the waterfall itself and the downstream. What does it indicate? So the upstream means the thought of the past. And the waterfall itself means the present thought. And the downstream, it means your future thought.
那我们要怎么修？我们的心有常常停留在瀑布这一念吗？没有，大家很诚实哈、哦。对，没有，真的，因为我们常常都是这个对过去很得意、很光荣，甚至觉得过去很失意、很沮丧。我们常常会停留在过去，那很少呢停留在现在，不然呢就是呢。要去计划前进哪里的百年计划齁，比如说前进中国百年计划齁，前进欧洲百年计划，就常常会在计划这个未来齁。那可不可以计划？可以齁，你计划好之后呢，你就要放下齁，然后安于把你的心安在这个当下。所以我们都需要计划的，我们都有短期、中期、长期的工作计划。但是计划完之后呢，我们就不要去担心说，诶，那这个计划到底会不会成功，会不会失败？只要我们呢，努力于当下呢，这个未来呢，就是这个美好的。
So, this waterfall indicate the past thought, the present thought, and future thought. Let me ask you,So, where are you always and put your thoughts on? So, probably most of us rarely and put your thought on the present moment. So, you always abiding on the past. Oh, my glorious past, and I always memorize, I'll be proud of myself. And my past, it was so depressed and so sad. I don't even want to think about it. And then I'm busy planning the future. Oh, you know, after this, I'm going to do this. After that, I'm going to do that. So I'm busy planning myself and in the future. Should we not planning ourselves in the future? No, we should. So after you plot out your plan for the future and just put it down and let it go and focus on the present moment and work hard on the present moment. And so your future is somehow promised because you work hard toward your goal. So, and always focus on the present moment and don't dwell in the past and don't dream the future.
所以无念的这个方法我们要练习呢，就是你不要去看呢你的这个上游的这个念头呢，哦，你就不要去管这个上游念头是怎么来的，然后呢这个下游的念头要流去哪里你也不要管它，所以呢把你的心呢放在这个现在的这个念头。
So, how do we practice? So, and don't keep focus on, where the upstream come from, your past come from. And don't keep dreaming about your future and keep worrying about your future. And just focus on the present moment.
所以更具体的来讲，就是我们的念头呢，就是要像这个瀑布一样一直流，然后呢，念念不停流。然后永远牵流不止，就是要这样子来念这个练习这个无念的方法，就是念念不要一直停留，像瀑布的水一样。
So how to practice more realistically? So and just like a waterfall, moment after moment without stopping, and like the waterfall floating ceaselessly, and let go the past, and don't worry about future. Always focus on the present moment, moment after moment, moment after moment.Keep practicing.
好，刚刚这是无念的修行的这个方法哈。接着我们进入无住为本。
So and that was no thought as its essence. So now we're going to talk about the no abiding as foundation.
好，那无住为本呢？用《金刚经》一样是用《金刚经》来举例哈。无住为本就是因无所住，那有人会讲说那无住不是就像死人一样吗？然后呢师父有提到说无住呢不是死人，这个无住呢你一样呢要升起对众生的智慧慈悲心来，那这个无住的这个实证无住的这个境界呢是你要已经证得无念跟无相之后呢你才达到无住，才能够升起无住这个功能。所以当你有无住的功能，你有没有成就无念跟无相？有，就是无住等于说是你已经是开悟的这个境界，所以你能够实证无住就表示你已经成就无念无相了。
So, no abiding as a foundation.So in the Diamond Sutra, and it says, should not abide. And in that state, is the person already dead? Of course not. And Shifu mentioned, you need to give a rise to the mind of a compassion, wisdom toward all sentient beings. And at that point, you already actualize no thought and no form. And so, and after you actualize and complete and no thought and no form,And you'll be able to give rise to the function of no abiding. And when you reach the state of no abiding, so you already actualize no thought and no form. And so achieve all these three, you actually is in the state of enlightenment.
接着我们看无住的这一段经文，就是念念始终呢于一切。法上无住，一念落住呢，只要有一念住哦，你念念就全部会住着，这个叫做系缚。于一切上的念念不住呢，名无缚，就是没有系缚。所以这个是无住为本的意思。
We're gonna continue to see the sutra. In every thought, do not abide in any dharma. If one thought is abiding, then every thought abides. That is bondage. Not to dwell in dhammas from thought to thought is to be free from bondage. That is to take no abiding as its foundation.
好，这个戏服呢，我们都很熟嘛，对不对？哦，常常住在这个戏服上。那我们来看呢，什么叫没有被戏服，就是不被绑住的一种修行方法，要怎么修？这一段一样还是六祖坛经的经文，就是说怎么样叫无福，就是你于这个善恶好丑呢，还有怨亲，就是等于说你于好的啊不好的啊，好看不好看的啊，还有对你好的啊对你不好的人啊，还有对你这个言语啊，就是常常讲话激怒你啊，然后打击你啊，刺激你的人啊，欺负你的人啊，你都不能做什么？不思仇恨，就是不能起有报复的心，而且不能想要说我也要这样子报复别人的心，就是人家对你与上种种的这些你觉得是不好的这个行为，你都不能有这种心念，并且要把它视为是什么？对，要把它当成是空，就是要观空，容不容易？对啊，你看很多人都摇头，很难呢，所以才说无助叫做开悟的境界，所以在无助以前要先成就无念无想，所以要把上述的种种你都要把它观空，就是视为是无常的，没有的。但这个前提要必须是你已经证得无我的境界，所以呢并要视为空之后呢，而且还要在念念之中不思前进。通常我们的念头都是前念一直一直加一直加起来嘛，前念加现在这一念嘛，要不然就加后念，这样一直加嘛，才会有后念一直一直怎么说，他们说什么嘎嘎这几回，就是一直搅在一起这样子齁。所以呢在练习无助的这个前提，你叫念念不思前进，就是念念不停留，就是我们刚有提到的像瀑布那个水，念念不要停留齁。然后于诸法上呢念念不住，就是任何的法呢你都不要著作，这样子的练习呢就叫无福。
So, we are familiar with bondage. Our mind is always being bonded with vexation, and attachment. So, what this means free from bondage? So, in the Diamond Sutra, it says, the good, the bad, the evil, the attractiveness, the ugliness, and the friendliness and the hostilities. And language was offensive and critical and argument. When you encounter all this,And don't give a rise to the thought of a revenge. So, of course, this is not easy. That's why no abiding is the state of enlightenment. So, of course, and to reach no abiding, so you already complete and no form and no thought. And so that's why we reach no abiding is the state of enlightenment. So, and you need to observe all that as treated as emptiness. And so, Because, of course, emptiness and no self and impermanent. So, and most of the time, our mind is intertwined with the former thought and the past thought and the present thought and derived to the future thought. They all intertwine and bonded together. So how to be free from bondage? So you need every thought. Do not think of the former thought and practice.Focus on the present moment, like a ceaseless waterfall and nonstop, and keep doing it. And so not dwell in the Dharma from the thought to thought. And that is the free from the bondage.
好，所以我们在练习复习一次无助呢，无助就是你念念呢都不要做作。那这个念念呢是指什么？包含一切你面对的境界现象，还有一切的法呢，你都不取着， 这叫无助。所以当你的心中呢，这个还有东西的时候呢，这个就是表示呢，自我还在，不是无心。唯有把这个自我中心呢，转化，就是修行成无心的时候呢，这个时候的体证呢，才是念念不住。
So we're going to recap what is the no abiding. No abiding is moment to moment, moment after moment, no abiding. And that is not giving rise to attachment toward any phenomena and any dhammas and from moment to moment. If there is still something abiding in the mind, and that means the self-centeredness still exists. After self-centered mind transformed to no mind, and that is the moment after moment no abiding.
这边呢，用一个这个故事举例哈，就是当你一念住呢，其实念念就住着了哈。我们用一颗老鼠屎来譬喻哈，就是这个一锅粥里面呢，如果有一颗老鼠屎的时候，哇，大家脸就皱起来了，好，这样感觉大家一看就知道说，诶，那你可能不会去吃这一锅粥。那有的人会认为，啊，有什么关系，才一颗老鼠屎，把这个老鼠屎拿掉就好啦，这个稀饭还是一样可以吃，大家敢不敢吃？不敢哦。我们用这个故事来举例，就是说，就像一颗这样小小的老鼠屎呢，放在这个掉到这一个一锅很大锅的粥里面，这样子，就算这样这么小的一念，就是这个老鼠屎来譬喻一念，就算这样小小的一念呢，你只要沾上这个稀饭呢，它就念念就住着了，不管你有几颗，就像一点点也算。所以用一锅粥来譬喻一颗这个一颗老鼠屎坏了一锅粥的这个譬喻，就是你一念呢，只要一丝一念的这样一点点的这个念头住着了，你念念就住了。
So we use this very simple example or parable, and people familiar with. So if one thought abides, and every thought abides, so if it's a big part of a porridge.And has one small tiny piece of mouse dropping, would you still eat this porridge? Probably not. And some people may say, oh, it's okay, I'll scoop that thing up and I can still eat it. But would you eat it? Maybe not. So it really means, and do not belittle this one thought. When you abide on that merely one small, simple little thought, and that will be your starting point, and then you're going to abide continuously, continuously. So, and just pay attention on every single thought, and do not belittle that little thought.
这是譬喻意念啊，齁。更何况我们不止一念住着，对不对？好，我们就慢慢练习。就是从你比较容易放掉的齁，再慢慢练齁。我们住着的不止一念哦，很多哦。
So of course we not only abide on that one single thought, we probably abide on myriads of thoughts. So it starts from something simple and you can let go. And do not abide that simple thought, you're easy to let go. Start practice from that and then gradually and practice and to let go something harder to let go.
所以师父的师父齁，是谁？师公哈，东初老和尚曾经对师父说哈，他说你哈念念都不要住哈，连一念呢都不能住。他常常这样子跟师父说。
So our grandmaster, 师父是师父 ，which is Master 东初 ，and told 师父 ，and moment after moment not abiding, not even abide on one single little thought at all.
那曾经就有这样一个故事，就是师徒之间的故事。有一天这个师公就东初老和尚就跟师父说，他就念着师父的名字，然后圣言，你的头脑不能有钱，但是你银行的存款呢要越多越好。然后师父心想， 我的头脑里面没有钱，我的银行怎么可能有钱呢？好。
So one day, and the story goes, Grandmaster Master Dong Chu told Shi Fu, he said, Sen Yan, you know, you have to remember this, and you should not keep any concept of money in your head, but in your bank account, the money is the more, the merrier. Shi Fu said, how does that work? I should not have the concept of money in my head, but my bank account, it should be explodingly cumulative. So how does that work?
这个故事大家有没有什么启发？悟住，对，就是呢，你的头脑不能有钱，但是银行的钱要多多益善。哦，这个发人省思，就是说钱不是你的，钱是呢大家的，就这些钱是要办教育的，哦，所以你的头脑呢不可以有钱的著作，但是这些钱呢就是流通十方用的，哦，就是师公要师父这样子，哦，建立师父这样的一个观念。
So what the moral of the story is, no abiding. So you should not abide this money concept in your head, but you should accumulate more money in the bank account. And money, with that money, and you can do a lot of things. And put it into a use of education, and put it into offering and giving, and for the poor and poverty. So that's merely how you practice, no abiding.
我们来随堂测试一下，这个刚刚讲了这么多，我们来测试一下自己是钝根还是立根的。
So, we talk about so much before, and let's give it some simple test right here. So, let's see, you have a dull comic root or sharp comic root.
测试开始，请大家看了这一张 PPT。
Okay, the exam starts. Let's go see this PowerPoint.
Okay, 看完了吗？大家有虚空粉碎、大地落成吗？还在，我还在。
Okay, the test stops. So, and one should develop the mind which does not abide anywhere. So, after you watch this PowerPoint, did you shatter your self-centeredness?
好，所以呢，因无所住而生其心呢，在我们总本山的禅堂呢，就是我们那个法鼓山台北县金山的那个禅堂，它那个大厅呢里面有挂一个很大的匾嘛，上面写着因无所住而生其心嘛。好，那有一天呢，我们的禅修老师就说，你们都有看到那个牌匾吗？然后我们学生就说有，都有看到。好，那都看到了嘛。好，那大家都没有虚空粉碎，大地落成，所以大家每天这样往返进出看都没有看到，所以大家都是钝根的，所以要慢慢修。对。
So actually, this phrase and is become a Chinese calligraphy and hang right on the Chen Hall of the Dharma Zhuang Mountain in Taiwan. And so one day, and meditation on the retreat teacher, the guiding teacher, it says, every day you see these few words, you coming in to the Chan Hall and coming out of the Chan Hall day after day. So have you enlightened yet? Have you shattered your self-centeredness? And most people, no. So that means you all have a dull karmic root.
所以呢，当六祖慧能听到《金刚经》里面的这一句话呢，应无所住而生其心呢，他就开悟了。所以呢，无住呢是悟后的一个心态。
So the sixth patriarch was enlightened when he heard this phrase in Diamond Sutra. One should not develop the mind which does not abide anywhere. Therefore, no abiding describes the mind state after enlightenment.
好，所以我们可以练习无住，用观念上的来练习，一直到自己实证无住。所以整个修行的次第呢，是先从无相无念，然后呢无相无念成就之后呢，你自然就成就无住。
So when we practice and we start and from the concept and understanding the concept and to actualize. So the order of a practice is to start from no form, then no thought, and then no abiding.
好，所以当我们刚开始修行的时候呢，你一定要有一个相，如果没有相，你就没有着力点。好，所以一定刚开始修行，一定要有一个修行的念头跟一个修行的对象。好，所以呢，这样子你才有办法修这个无相。所以无念、无相、无住，他们三个呢是有互相的关联、互通的关系，连贯的关系，并不是各自独立的。
So when you begin to practice with no form, and they may not have any focal point. So if you begin to practice with no thought, there may not, maybe no intention to practice. So therefore,Thought and form. One is the thought to practice. The other is the object to practice. The relationship among no thought, no form, and no abiding is interactive, interconnect, and not independent of each other.
好，所以他们三者是有连贯的关系。所以刚刚前面讲修行的次第呢，是师父针对渐修。如果渐修呢，你就要无相无念，然后最后成就无住。那但是你开悟以后的人呢，他是整体的，所以这个图形呢，刚刚跟那个图形不一样。当你开悟以后呢，你的无相无念无住是整体的，就是打成一片的，所以呢并没有次第，但是呢他们三个是连贯然后互助的关系的，就是有连贯的关系的。
So I start practice with no form, and no thought, no abiding, and this is the order of a practice. And so, but after enlightenment, and that is the whole thing, no thought, no form, and no abiding, it's in its totality. They all interconnect and interactive and not independent of each other.
所以呢，达到这个开悟以后呢，这个无念、无相、无住整体之后呢，它是没有前后的。不过呢，师父有提到，就是说在修行的时候呢，它有前后，彼此是有互动的关系的。
The state of a complete no thought, no form, and no abiding, it's in its totality and no prior and latter. But in the process of a practice.There is still the succession order among them, and they are interconnecting with each other.
那么当这个五祖呢要交衣钵给这个慧能的时候呢，好，那么五祖呢听到呢这个六祖讲的一段话呢，他就知道六祖呢已经大彻大悟了。为什么？因为六祖呢已经视至本心，见至本性了。
So when six patriarch and heard the phrase from Diamond Sutra, so he already gained his enlightenment. So and the fifth patriarch and realized in itself and realized the sixth patriarch already seen his original mind and see his own nature.
从哪里看出来哈？这五祖呢，就知道这个六祖已经悟到他自己的本性了哈。 然后呢，这个就告诉这个六祖说，哈，他说修行如果不认识自己的本心，哈，与这个修学无异，哦，就是你如果没办法认识你自己的本心本性呢，你呢于这个修行上呢，你没有帮助，没办法进步，哈。但如果呢，你认识到自己的本心，见到自己的本性呢，这个时候呢，你才是大丈夫，然后天人师佛，就等于说这个时候呢，你才是成就佛道的。
From chapter 1 and action and intention in the sutra, the fifth patriarch knew of Hui Neng's enlightenment to his original nature and said to him, studying the Dharma without recognizing the original mind is of no benefit. The one who recognizes original mind and sees original self nature is called a great hero, a teacher of gods and humans, a Buddha.
所以呢，接下来要讲这个六祖呢，他开悟以后呢，很重要。他开悟以后讲出了五句话，也是整个六祖坛经的一个很重要的思想。
So after the sixth patriarch Master Hui Neng and attained his enlightenment, and he spoke these five phrases, and after he attained his enlightenment, these five phrases is a very important core concept in the Platform Sutra.
大家有看过这五句话吗？就是他开悟以后讲出了这五句话之后呢，五祖就知道说六祖彻底的大彻大悟齁。哪五句我们来看齁。何其自性本自清净，何其自性本不生灭，何其自性本自具足，何其自性本无动摇，何其自性能生万法。
After Master Hui Neng spoke these five phrases,And the fifth patriarch and know Hui Neng already gained his complete enlightenment. What are these five phrases? How unexpected. The self nature is originally pure in itself. How unexpected. The self nature is originally neither produced nor destroyed. How unexpected. The self nature is originally complete in itself.How unexpected. The self nature is originally without movement. How unexpected. The self nature can produce the 10,000 dharmas.
好，这五句话呢，从字面上来看，大家看得懂吗？好，但做容不容易？对，大家都在想，不容易哦。这个是六祖悟到的，他彻底彻悟，而且是彻悟到很深的一个智慧，就是很深般若的一个境界。他悟到了说他自己，就是他看到他自己的自性本性原来是清净的，所以根本没有不清净这件事。然后他悟到他自己的自性呢，本来就没有生没有灭，所以就是不增不减。然后他悟到自己的自性呢，本来就具足，具足什么？佛性。所以呢，每一个人都有，所以只要依照六祖慧能教我们这么修呢，你也可以悟到自己的本性。那何其自性本无动摇，就是本来就没有动，就是因为一般众生的颠倒见常常处于在颠倒见里面，很少在正见上，所以其实呢，我们的自性本来就没有动摇，就是不动的，如如不动的。还有呢，他悟到的就是这个自性呢能生万法，所以才会讲万法为心造嘛。所以你的心只要不动，你就不会产生种种这些分别妄想。
So from the wording itself, it's easy to understand, but and to actualize and to attain is not that easySo, and therefore, when after Master Hui Neng spoke these five phrases, and the fifth patriarch know he already gained complete enlightenment, and he already entered the deep prajna, so he be able to speak the word of wisdom. So, the self-nature is originally pure in itself. and it's not defiled or defiled or impure. And the original nature is not arising and perishing, increase or decrease. The original nature is complete, and it's already totally replete, and that is the Buddha nature. The original nature without movement, and so, and it's already there. So normally, and we have upside down view, and the essence of the view is already not moving. So therefore, this self nature can produce 10,000 of a dharma. All the dharma is created by the mind.
所以六祖坛经呢，如何呢实践在我们的生活当中呢？这是最重要的，就是我们听了这么多，那如何在我们生活当中用？
So after we heard all these in this platform sutra, how do we practice in this platform sutra in our daily life?
好，这是师父的对我们的这个结语哈，就是说坛经的生活实践呢是以忏悔发愿哈，所以我们常常呢要常常反观自己。是不是有做错事情？还要常常要发愿，要发什么愿？大愿、中愿、四弘誓愿。同时呢，要以受三皈五戒为准则，因为这是三皈五戒是基本的佛教徒的一个生活的规则。然后要把这些呢，导归到这个心理的实践呢，就是我们要常常练习无相。无念无住这个方法。
So what Sifu told us to practice the platform sutra in daily life is follow the guiding principle of repentance, making vows and taking precept to reach the final goal of a formless Dhamma door. So repentance constantly reflect your wrongdoings and do not do the wrongdoing again.And make vows is the great vows in the four great vows. And also uphold all the precepts. And so also practice no form, no thought, no abiding.
但我们先从无相法门开始练习。
Of course, we starting to practice from no form.
所以呢，修行呢要解行并重呢，才有办法呢活出佛法。
So therefore, focus on both learning and practicing Buddha Dharma, and make a Buddha Dharma the center of daily life.
好，那今天回去要怎么练？就是呢，你不要想要转向，就是你面对任何的境界，面对任何的相的时候呢。你要去看你的心有没有在这个向上产生分别、计较、执着，而不是去排斥这个相。
So how do we start? So and in the beginning of this lecture, we talk about do not change the form. So when you encounter all kind of forms, all kind of phenomena, and then come back to examine your mind, and are you and try to discriminate, try to distinguish, try to abiding on the form.
好，人生难得，把握修行。
A human birth is difficult to achieve. Treasure this opportunity to practice diligently.
Thank you for your attention.
Okay. Thank you.